Dear Jesus, help take us to the place where you exist in our hearts, minds, and souls. We are your followers. Amen.
L'chaim.
I think Ian just fucked Jesus somehow. I don't...
L'chaim, this is the same girl. The new Keith and the Girl TV show is up. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl, by the way. The new Keith and the Girl TV show is up, and it has Carlo, the king of everything. This is Ian, McNally's girlfriend, that was shoving and pushing Carlo around, yelling, go the fuck home, that just had that sweet voice.
And yet she's not dead.
And yet somehow she's not dead. By the way, the same Ian that was kind of scared to come on the Keith and the Girl show. I'm kind of scared of you guys.
Only because of McNally, am I right? Was it...
Do you really want to get into this? You guys freaked out and the whole forums went nuts over Brolo's fucking phone? Why would anybody want to be on this crazy show?
No, it's not even that. It's the whole just being on the internet, having
McNally
people
didn't learn
talk
a lesson
about you.
Are you on the internet a little bit? Like, do you have a MySpace or a Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, I have a MySpace, but it's private. And, you know, I have blogs, but I try not to write too much into them.
What kind of blogs do you have?
Mostly righteous indignation. Also, sex stories, you know, because...
So, are you under a different name on the blogs, or...?
No, it's my blog on my MySpace page, but it's only so my friends can see...
Oh, it's only on your MySpace page.
Yeah.
Okay. You write erotic literature so your friends can see?
Yeah, don't you?
I think people would look at me a little like...
I seem to recall a drawing of a giant dick in your very autobiography, my friend.
It was an erotic story that followed it. It was a story about how I was 16. It wasn't very sexy. I just think it's funny. Like, I don't know. I'm a little scared to be on the show. Meanwhile, she's pushing around the guy that said he can kill everybody.
What made you step up like that?
That guy was a pussy. I don't know. Because I brought him over. You know, everybody was yelling. And I was like, no, let's just defuse this situation. And I tried to, like, pull him away and tell him, like, to chill the fuck out. And
what was going on when you guys walked away?
Seriously, I was just like, I was really drunk. But I was just like, you know, everybody's loud and mad. And we just, you know, this shit gets said. So, like, just chill. Let's just, you go home. You know, like, bad stuff happened. You just go home. You just go home and we go home and it's cool. And
what did he say? He's the king of going home?
he was like, I got a restaurant in Italy. These guys don't know. I own a restaurant in Italy. And I'm like, that's awesome.
You know who else doesn't know? Your mom. he's the one that, I believe this part's in the Keith and Girl TV show too, number 14 we're up to now, where he starts yelling. He goes, I've been here 30 years. You're 30 years old. You live with your mom. You've been here 30 years. You've been shitting your pants for 6 of those years.
And you're still wearing Tommy Hilfiger.
But you rule the quad. Very good.
So, and were you at all scared at all?
No.
Would you think you'd be a little bit if you were sober, or it's just...
No, because some people just have this, like, scared little frightened bird inside them, and I could just see that, like, there was nothing going to happen.
And you just want to fucking step on it.
Yeah, no, honestly, if he'd tried some shit, it would have been more fun for me than for him.
Have you ever been in a physical fight, other than with typical listener?
What is that
someone
story?
I was mad at?
What's that story? This is her and a friend of yours.
One of my besties.
One of your best friends. Get into a physical fist fight. What is this?
We have this thing where when we get drunk, we like to hit each other. I don't know. And he's really big. I don't know why I think, like, when I get drunk, like, I'm a big dude. I don't know why I think that, because I'm not a big dude.
You are a big dude on the inside.
I am.
You
I have
very much.
Giant cock in my head.
Is that in one of her stories there, McNally? Good for you,
Spooky's
Keith.
Spooky's just staring at me. I'm like, don't judge me, man.
Actually, you know, I judge you better with Ian around.
What is it like, Ian, to date such a pussy?
See, he's not a pussy all the time. Really, there are some times.
In the bedroom, I bet, right?
Only yeah. Not when you yeah. tell him not
There
to.
Are times when he is when the man.
When you tell him not to be a pussy? Huh?
When I encourage him gently.
It's like, I picture, like, it's like raising a child, and that's fun, but you get to fuck him like a real man, and that's fun.
No, because here's the story. Like, Larissa and Patrice and I are drunk as fuck, and we're talking, like, about our respective boyfriends, right. Spooky and McNally, and we're like, it's like having a toddler that can fuck you. And then Keith mm-hmm. walks up, and he's like, I know, because I'm that toddler, yo.
Spooky, how do you feel being talked about like that?
She won't.
I'm going to guess good.
I just zone out when girls start talking about sex.
And you saw the Keith and the Girl TV episode, and it ends beautifully with you going off with Carlo the Killer. and taking care of business. And McNally sitting there drinking the beer or drinking whatever he's drinking. And, of course, his manly duty, not that you don't have it under control, would be to make sure you're not going to get killed or raped. No matter how you're judging the situation, that in any way, did that upset you to see, wow, he really didn't give a fuck? I mean, he wasn't not paying attention. He wasn't in the bathroom. He really went like, I hope for the best. That did that upset you at all?
Well, no, because I didn't feel scared at any point. That man did not put any kind of fear in me. I don't know. It would have made the situation more unstable if he'd been there, because then that dude, he's just trying to, you know, puff his chest up in front of other guys. So if it's just me and him, it's okay. But if there's another guy involved, he's going to go all crazy and shit. But is he supposed to? I don't know.
Well, maybe you're progressive, but we're from the school where a woman needs to feel safe. I don't... Yeah.
See, how it works around here is you let a guy make vague threats for like 7 hours. Then you kick him out.
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh,
you two catty little bitches. Let's see what you did. I saw him outside. We're cooking ribs today. You know, the part that the third meat course.
That we never got to.
That we didn't finish at the beautiful wedding.
Was it still on the grill?
No, I took it off.
Oh, okay.
It was lovely. A lovely ceremony.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The bride wore black.
I mean, and I wore poison. Who made that shirt? Poison, L.A.
My khaki was cut at the knees.
Car goes by. Who's this by, baby? The gap.
All right, the gape.
The problem is we mentioned it a couple of times as a joke to people, and I forgot about it. And then, like, we're getting closer to the date, and I'm getting messages like, yay, your wedding's coming. I'm like, oh, shit. Or I get these messages like, I'm so going to wear a bridesmaid's dress to your thing on Monday. And I'm like, that's weird, but okay. And then, like, 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, yeah, because I said it was a wedding, and that's cute.
I do wonder if that wasn't really clear on the Keith and the Girl TV, if people aren't caught up with episodes, that it just starts with, like, wasn't our wedding nice? And people watching the footage must be like, seriously? That was their wedding?
But I was racking up the bill. Like, I'm like, okay, I just spent another couple $100, and I texted Keith, and he goes, not too bad for a wedding. Pretty cheap. And I'm like, okay, I feel better.
$500 for some chicken and steak? I'm like, baby, weddings are thousands. Thousands. It's fine. Yeah, we have the grill back, you know, on our porch area. And we're cooking out there. And I see Carlo.
Actually, I pointed out, because apparently you've never seen him before. And I see him walking down all the time. So I'm like, there he is. Okay. And, of course, he looks up.
He looks up. Well, not of course. You know, you don't know. That's a move. That's a power move.
He still wants to be your friend, Keith.
I don't know. So he's looking back, and that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a quick nod. I'll see what I do. But I'm not going to do nothing. And I'm sorry if you guys think this sounds weird. But these are important power moves. And he looks up.
Well,
and
you watched
stares.
The same movies he did.
So right, yes. Right, right. We're best buddies.
Yeah, Scarface says.
Right. So, you know, I'm looking at the ribs, and then I look over, and he's deliberately holding his stare for a while, then turns his head so I see his back, and shakes his head, like, to nobody. So he's either saying, like, I will fucking kill you, or saying, you blew it, you could have had the friendship of a lifetime. So I don't know what he's saying, but there is no making peace there. And it's been 3 days, at least, right? You would think, at minimum, there would be a letter through the mail slot or something.
I didn't think that he's not capable of writing a letter.
Right.
First of all.
You think the mom would sign it?
Yeah, the mom would pretend, sign his name.
And it would be in that hip-hop shit, so it would take like 50 pages to sign.
Right, just to say I'm sorry. I don't think that would happen. I expected that the next time we see each other, but the thing is like fake thugs and real thugs and all those people, they don't know how to express themselves, and they don't know how to be humble enough to say, I fucked shit up. That's all. There's no like.
Well, Al Pacino also taught don't show your weakness.
Right.
You can't nod high.
That's true.
Until I nod high. But everything would have been fine, right? I think he was shaking his head like, that's not how many times you flip ribs. Because he's the king of ribs.
I have to say, I think I'm a little glad that I didn't cook the ribs on Monday, because I think I need to look a little bit more information up before I serve ribs again. They were all right, because ribs are ribs, apparently, and everybody just wants to eat ribs, but I think they could have, you know.
I like these other two batches. The first one got burnt. You went and picked up Spooky from the airport.
That's one thing I was curious about. Spooky was in Florida. He missed the Labor Day party, but we showed him the Keith and Girl TV before the show. So, Spooky, are you like, I don't know, do you wish you had been there
yes.
for that whole...
Yes, the guy wanted to fight, so why didn't somebody kick his ass?
I was trying.
It wasn't like that. It was like, hey, this is our neighbor, and we're using neighborhood property, so it's not ours, okay?
At the point you mean the point you saw?
Yeah, like, I saw the highlights, obviously, right. Not the whole building up and everything
like
that.
Yeah, he didn't want to get punched the whole time. It was at the moment where he first said to me, because I was like, hey, you know what? You got to calm down. You're starting to be a little too drunk. And he said, hey, you don't know who I am. As soon as he told me that, I told Keith that, and that was the blow up right there.
Right.
But, no, he wasn't there to fight the whole time. He just doesn't know how to behave.
That's when I realized what kind of person he is. He doesn't have thugness to come over and take care of business. You know,
What? What was that?
Thugness. Do you just, nias. Do you just, you start smacking him around, you beat him around, you break some bones, and then in a couple days, and I will if I have to, sure, but in a couple days, you know, you're going to have a broken window. Then you got to call the police. Then you got to start.
He's our neighbor is the issue.
I'm not going to kill him, obviously.
Somebody's...
Say. I'm being serious.
It's frustrating people like that because he's one of those people that I feel like you can get in his face and say whatever you want to him, and all he's going to do is talk shit, and he'll never, ever take a swing, and he's probably hasn't been in a fight since, right. Like, third grade, and he got his ass kicked in third grade, so he learned a lesson, and he's not going to do it again. And
okay, now think about this. Remember your roommate who you have to live with?
You'd be doing him a favor popping him in the jaw. There's life after.
But this is your roommate, right?
You had a
roommate issue. All you had to do was say, hey, can you do the dishes, man? It took you how long to say that? Because you got to live with the guy.
No, I told him he's not allowed to do dishes because he does such a shitty shit job.
Well, at first, you just kind of picked up after him. You said, fuck it, I'll do these dishes. And he said, fuck it, I'll do these dishes. Fuck it, I'll be the one to clean.
Yeah,
took you
right.
A while, right? Because you got to live with that person. You have to see that person.
Tonight, and I haven't seen the apartment, but I will do him the favor and pop him in the jaw.
You know what? By the way,
we all learned.
Just a Jew from Boston right then. Wait, finish the story. Did McNally actually wear a bridesmaid dress? Also writing in, I bet he's not the king of getting punched. You know what? Honestly, and I realize why, because we had this air. It's so stupid. We had this air conditioner on upstairs and the one on downstairs, and that's why both are connected to the downstairs power. And that's why for the longest time,
our power can't take our electric circuit can't take too much power. So if we have two air conditioners on at the same time using the same circuit, everything blows out. So kept blowing out. We didn't know that the downstairs one was on. And Keith and I are both freaking out. Keith doesn't know that I'm freaking out, but I am about to punch someone in the face, and there's no Carlo around. And I'm like, fuck, this sucks so bad, and the ribs, and the blah, blah, blah. Right. And then I see you, and Keith is like, God damn it!
I'm plugging one thing out at a time, not understanding why it is. And I'm like, you know, we're going to be upstairs. I can't be going downstairs. And so I unplugged the DVR, but that's all tangled up in wires. And then a speaker fell, and that's when I go, God damn it! And I swear,
and that's his for real, like, I really want to kill someone. And he doesn't get that angry so much.
If that was the time, whether he was there to apologize or egg shit on, that Carlo knocked on the door, it would have been, I'm not exaggerating, my cousin Vinny, when the guy finally shows up with his $200 or whatever it was and go, here's the money, do you want, boom, close the door. There's our talk. I was beyond mad, and I was like praying to see him. I take the garbage out now, praying to see him.
I know
you will be a fight.
I know, I'm
it
like,
will
babe,
be
I gotta,
a fist fight.
I got to take the garbage out. I'll do it, babe. But the weird thing is like, if you get, as soon as you, I saw that you were getting so furious, I'm like, well, I guess it's not my turn to get mad, and I just, like, calm down.
Do you think for a second, like, that's not fair? I was mad.
No, because when you get that mad, it's really your turn to get that mad. But do you get calm when I get mad? I think you do.
Do I get calm?
Yeah, I think in a relationship,
sure.
Only one person is allowed to get angry at a time. Otherwise, you both just kill each other.
Yeah, you have to. But anyway,
you guys, how about you? Who likes to get angry?
McNally just looked at her. What do we do, baby? You're pretty. What do we do?
Well, what was your longest relationship? Are you into...
Ever?
Yeah, yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a serial monogamist.
Really?
Yeah. Generally, my relationships last about a year. And then my longest was a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Do you feel like at the year mark, you start going, I saw this already. We did New Year's, right?
is that what it is? Things seem like a repeat. You got all the gifts.
Yeah, you have the same fight over and over again. And it kind of feels good. You're like, oh, we're here again. I'm so glad.
I had one ready this time.
Yeah, I can get the shit out.
How sad is it McNally's going to be going to Canada? It's convenient or sad?
No, it's... Well it's a year depends mark, on the right? day. I'm fucking glad you're leaving. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, baby.
I do.
Are you guys good fighters? Do you fight well?
No, we're dirty fighters. Because, like, I shut down and I get, like, cold and mean and just like, is that what you think? Is that what you think?
McNally.
And he just gets so pissed. He can't express himself. It's a bad combination.
It's like the cell phone conversation. Why is your face getting so red? Tell me a story about a fight.
Which one?
the last
in
one.
The last week.
The last one.
I don't know. We don't even fight about things that make sense. It's not important.
And does it make sense to you, Ian?
Oh, isn't that? I know.
No, really.
It never makes sense. We just want to live, right, man?
Well, let me ask you this. Anybody who's been going out for like a couple of months, do they even have important things to fight about yet? I don't think they do.
What was the last thing that we fought about? What was that even about?
Do you even know?
I think today on the subway.
What lesson did you learn, McNally?
What was that? What was that today on the subway?
Today on the subway, because I was like, I don't know.
Oh,
I think it's
I
rude to be late.
That's what it was.
And you were like, I don't really care if I'm late. And I'm like, well, we disagree. And then it became a big fight.
Is it enough that we brought, we had ribs today, right? So, Ian, I thought this was very thoughtful. She's like, hey, we should bring something. What, maybe like wet
don't
wipes
you,
for your
don't
fingers.
Don't you bring anything when you go to somebody's
every
house?
Every time.
Well, then I brought up that I spent all day yesterday. Literally fucking 10 hours straight putting together Keith and Girl TV. I did my fucking time.
And then I told Keith that I spent all day yesterday making the money to pay McNally.
I don't know. I don't want to disrespect you guys, but...
Don't turn your fight into our fight.
Money to pay McNally? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
If we worked it out to an hourly rate... I do it because I like you guys, man. The fucking money is not the thing.
Does he do this?
It's the ribs, isn't it?
When you guys have a fight and then you go out to a bar wherever you're at, does he start picking a fight with everybody?
No. No.
No way.
He doesn't pick fights with people. And
I mean, I'm not saying 50 cents an hour is not an excellent hourly rate to put together like keeping the girl alive. No, but
you know what he does do? If we pick a fight about one thing, it's all of a sudden a fight about everything.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting right now.
Yeah. Okay, then yes, that's exactly what he does.
Is he quiet like this? Like he like pierces his lips and he's ready to explode.
You don't understand. Like that. But I love you, baby, so much.
You ever punch him in the face?
No.
No.
No. No. Okay.
You know you too.
You look like a biter.
I am. He is too.
What do you fight with her about, McNally? What is it that really pisses you off and you guys get into it?
The environment.
From
we had a long fucking argument because I made some joke about how I heard somewhere that, you know, if you removed all the animal life from the oceans, they would drop a lot. Just like an interesting weird fact. So I was like, hey, if
the water level.
Yeah, because a lot of it isn't water. A lot of it is fucking biological mass.
Sure.
Excuse me. So I was like, hey, you know, if fucking global warming happens and the ice caps melt, we'll just kill all the whales and fish. We'll be fine. And all of a sudden, that's a legitimate, that leads into a legitimate debate about the environment. How's that my fault?
I think it's your fault that you have to keep it going. And like, whether it's her fault or not, you have to take a side.
That is the thing. Like, if you can say that and just have it be a joke, that's fine. But then if you want to keep fucking arguing with me, you better have some shit to back that up. Because I actually
do. I told you, nuke the whales. I don't understand the problem.
I do sincerely thoroughly enjoy the latest Keith and the Girl TV.
Yes. And
even though we pay you in dumps, I appreciate it. Relic and Newsy holding the cameras did a fantastic job. And I am curious, because I'm not making a lot of these up, when Carlo says he's the king of something. He did say he is the king of the internet. I want to see if he can find himself.
He was telling me, he said that he found the internet before anybody else was on.
That shit was in like 1994, yo.
He's 30 years old.
He was the first one on there, I swear to God.
People are going to think I'm exaggerating. The first king was the king of weed. I'm not exaggerating. He was the king of weed, and he was smoking that shit before it was popular. 30 years old. He was smoking it before it was popular.
1937, motherfucker.
Okay, but here's also the thing. As soon as we think maybe we're exaggerating with it, everybody in this room has an individual, I am the king of something. During a conversation, like if you had a conversation with him about, I don't know, whales and killing them, he's the king of killing whales. Everybody has a separate I'm the king of something.
That's true. Oh, I want to punch Carlo right in the fucking mouth.
I think a little too much. I think every anger now is...
Why is it too much? He's doing somebody favor. He's doing... the reason we have people like Carlo is because it's not fucking okay to fight anymore. It's not okay to, like, when somebody steps out of fucking line, there's no consequences. If you just pop the fucker in the mouth, he's gonna learn a lesson, just like you roll up a newspaper with a dog, and that's how society functions, but we stop doing that shit because girls are whatever, and...
You ever notice as a man that you're due for a fight? Do you ever feel that way? And I can feel this way completely sober, to be clear. We went out for lunch today at a nice restaurant, and we're like the only ones the only ones outside in their little outside patio. I don't know if this is here nor there. But anyway, I go in to go to the bathroom, and I open the door, and I start washing my hands, and I realize, like, behind me is where the toilet is, and somebody could have been sitting there. And I make up this story in my head where somebody was sitting there. And then I go, oh, sorry, man. I didn't see you there. And I leave. Then I'm back at the table now. Meanwhile, in real life, I'm probably walking back to the table. But I'm already back in the table. And then this guy I made up starts walking over towards me and says, hey, that wasn't cool what you did. I'm like, oh, man, I didn't see you. You should have said something. And he says, what? I should have fucking said something? And then I think about Carlo, and I punch him in the face. And I tell Hemda this story. Hemda goes, you're due for a fight, aren't you? And I think about it. I'm like, I am. I'm due for a fist fight.
And snap back to reality, and the maitre d's on the floor holding his nose.
you ever like come to, and you realize, wait, I'm not dreaming. You know what I like to do? I like to catch my dreams and start flying and fighting and fucking. You ever think, like, okay, this pinch isn't working. Ah, shit.
So these people serve a purpose? Like, they reconnect us to the violence inside?
Don't give them that much credit.
I mean, he reassures you that you are capable of fucking someone up.
It's just
and that
like
it's
when
in
a dog
the,
you're making it barbaric. You're making it barbaric.
Oh, but it is barbaric.
Shouldn't
it be?
It is. It's barbaric.
Girls, there's a reason why I zone out when you talk. It's because you don't make any sense.
Right. Spaghetti boy.
You don't understand the world you live in.
I don't understand
there's
wanting
fights
to fight
everywhere,
someone.
And you're oblivious to it because you don't live in that same world.
We don't live in the world where fights happen and where people
no girls don't fight like
other.
Guys at all. No, absolutely not.
Oh, really?
Do not.
I would like to point out during the footage when Keith is having a serious altercation with this guy, you and Patrice are hugging, yelling Beetlejuice, Candyman,
whatever the fuck. Yeah. And I said this during the show, first time we played the audio, how great it would be to be a girl and be able to do whatever you want. Now I know the same war that America's in, you're a part of America that I am. I understand that.
No, but
there's fighting everywhere. It's horrible. Can't we get along?
We were like, Candyman, 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 and then we turn around, we're like, motherfucker, I will fuck you up, because that's how it is. You can be one way,
yeah,
one in the second, and you can turn around and kick some ass the next.
And quit making songs about it. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, yay. I can love you 1 minute, hate you another.
Wait a minute.
Strong.
You guys don't think you make the same songs? I'ma fuck you up, I'ma kill you, nigga.
And then do we change it up and go, now let's get brunch? No, I will kill you and fuck you up.
Oh, you don't think fucking what's his face Tupac represented something different?
Not each song. One song was killing. One song
this?
Was peace.
Where's
he fighting in that?
Right. Where is he fighting in that one? Consistent.
This is how it is. Is this how it is talking to them?
I understood. I'm sure Spooky did too.
Cheers, gentlemen. Cheers.
Is right that girls feel like they're overdue for a cry and guys feel like they're overdue for a fight. And I do get that way. I'm like, I haven't cried in a while. I need to do that.
Newsy
I know,
does,
Ian, I know that's like the opposite of what you want to hear right now.
Newsy straddles so many lines in life that he understands more than most any of us really could, I think.
That's right. He straddles. What?
Newsy's the dude on the chat I see sometimes at these what you would think are straight dudes, you know, because they say they're straight and they talk about chicks. They feel comfortable hitting on Newsy and are saying very, very gay things. And not like, suck my dick, blow me, like, oh, I'm turned on. Like, I mean, really, really, like, gay shit. And I'm hearing, like, a bunch of stories where they meet him, and I'm not going to call anybody out, no pun, but they meet him, and they really, like, half make out with him and want him to make the move. And I'm hearing, like, it's fun because if you hang out with him, he's not a flamer. This is what I'm hearing with our buddy Newsy.
I was watching,
poor guy.
I was watching footage from the cruise, and everybody was drunk at this piano bar, and one of the dudes on the cruise was
that
talking
sound
about...
That gay already.
Yeah, but right. He was talking about how he pulled out his dick, and everybody saw it. And Newsy was like, oh, I missed that. And the guy's like, oh, did you? Like, really concerned. Like, don't worry. I'll hook you up.
I'll hook you up, bro. Let's go to your room. I'm not gay. We're on international waters. This can't be taxed. Josh writing in, by the way, Carlos just emailed me. He's the king of the Jews. That's a little weird. And Solly writing in, Ian is the king of McNally.
Aw, he gets to be the king sometimes.
Only when you
so
tell him.
It's so cute when you say it like that. Yeah. It's just not.
No! Punch me harder! Good job, king. Do you guys, have you had violent sex? Have you had role playing where you yell at her or something like that?
Every once in a while, she's just, you know, concerned about the fact that I don't have a job. And I'm like, no, baby, I edit for Keith and Hemda. I'm fucking set.
Don't worry.
I'm set for life. Power,
right? Oh my God, McNally, swear to God, that was a joke. And thank you so much for everything you do.
It's just nice to hear sometimes, yeah. Right? It's just nice to hear sometimes. Just nice to hear. By the way, remember when we talked about David Duchovny? And he said he had he's going in for a sex addiction, but it was only and then I got a lot of emails saying, no, Keith, you're wrong guessing that he went in because he's cheating on somebody. That's right. Always what it is. If you go in for something like sex addiction to rehab, I mean, it's because you're either on drugs and they're going to catch you in rehab, or you're cheating with your wife and you go, oh, I have sex addiction. And everybody's like, and I'm getting a bunch of emails like, you're a fucking idiot. Well, it comes out, yes, he was absolutely cheating.
Well, you always have to take it with celebrities. They go to rehab. You have to think about the next reason why they're really good. Rehab right. is like anti-jail. It's also for non-celebrities.
They always... Right. I'm sorry. They always go in for the pussy reason. Think about it. I'm in for Vicodin. You're in for heroin.
Yeah. You're supposed to think about it a level up.
I'm in because I like to watch pornography on the internet. Oh, that's not so bad. I like it, too. Think it through. And I will not get a follow-up email apology from all these people. The National Enquirer reports that Duchovny went into rehab because Tia Leone, his wife, finally caught him cheating.
If the National Enquirer.
You know what? They're on top of their shit. And then he admitted it. Get treatment or our marriage is over, she said. At first, Duchovny tried to lie his way out of trouble, but eventually was overwhelmed with guilt and confessed. U.S. Weekly.
Overwhelmed with guilt? Or proof.
Oh, right, or proof. U.S. Weekly concurs, Duchovny, 48, has a history of indiscretions. The magazine claims he put the moves on an extra on his Showtime hit Californication. They ended up making out, alleges a source. Oh,
it's called fornication.
She later heard, yeah, you're on a show called Fucking California. She later heard this wasn't the first time he'd taken special interest in an extra.
So, by your logic, the extra was 13.
How do you mean?
Well, if it's the next level, he wasn't just fucking around with his wife. He was fucking around with the girl who played his daughter.
He raped her. Very good point.
Yeah.
Sometimes Keith has to listen to Keith. Another email about how Keith and the girl is always wrong. Sorry, but you guys are wrong about the Sarah Palin thing. The new vice president-to-be. The kid with Downs is 4 months old, and Bristol, the daughter, is 5 months pregnant. So, of course, we were talking about that. We're hearing a lot of shady shit about maybe that was the daughter's first daughter, and the mom acted like it was hers. You guys jumped to conclusions a little too quickly. Like, when you started reading Levi's MySpace page.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's saying that it's impossible because the first daughter is 5 months, and now she's...
She's 5 months pregnant, the daughter.
Yeah. And
but the kid is already 4 months.
Okay, but you're not supposed to have sex as soon as you drop a baby out of your vagina. There's some healing time.
Maybe so even she if had that a cesarean.
No, that's why it's the mom. She's saying that's why it's really the mom's baby. Okay. I'm saying with what Patrice was saying yesterday also, can we admit shady shit? Can we admit that? Something's weird about the whole story that will absolutely come out. Like when you started reading Levi's MySpace page, and as soon as you said that he wrote, I am a redneck, Hemda gasped.
Well, because if I was running for office, I wouldn't want my daughter's whatever the fuck to say I'm a
redneck. You're going to make him be the husband because you're into abstinence. You want creationism, you fucking retard, to be taught in schools instead of us coming from apes. Mm-hmm. Don't buy into that shit so quickly. And Hemda, please don't be such a, no offense, bitch when it comes to abortion or sex. You get so fucking defensive and it's tough to listen to sometimes. And no, Keith, I'm not going to stop listening and I'm not angry. Keep up the usually awesome show. Paul.
That doesn't sound angry at all.
I'm not angry. I said your show's usually good.
Are you picturing Carlo sending you all these emails?
He's the king of letters. We covered that. Oh, by the way, let me say this, too. If nobody was watching the Republican National Convention, McCain did accept the nomination. So, in case anybody was curious, he actually did. It was a nice surprise. So I write him back. These are the ones. If you write me, I do read it. I apologize if your letter's thought out and I didn't write back. Those aren't the ones I have the time for. I have time for Paul. And I wrote back A. I said what the rumor going around was. I said it's a rumor both times I mentioned it. B. I too find it shocking that a possible future vice president's daughter's baby daddy starts a blog with, I am a redneck, because we're smart enough to see where it's going to go. And it goes right where we knew. Fuck with him and he'll kill you. He's another Carlo. Yes, it's amazing that we are able to find it. It is shocking. C. Regarding abortions and sex, I didn't get your age, or times you had sex, or babies. D, I'm not angry either, and I'm glad you're still listening. But listen. Thank you, Keith. All right? No way this can't be worked out. Yeah, all right, he writes back. I'm 14. Okay, let me explain why this is important again. Every letter from now on will not get a response, may not even be read if you even care, if your age isn't included. Minimum. Age, where you're from, and sexual orientation, if it has anything to do with sex, your letter. But age minimum, a 14. Ugh! I was debating a 14. I'm 34. You know, I know you're the smartest. You're the smartest. I'm not 14. I am 14. Excuse me. I never had sex or even fucking kissed a girl. I'm a fucking loser. Yes, you did say it was a rumor, but Kenda started referring to it as fact immediately, and so did your guest on the show. Just kidding. As for the gasp, Kenda let out a whoa. He just said he admits to rape and doesn't feel bad about it, gasp. Okay.
I've heard that gasp.
But I also gasp like that when Thai food is super good. So I don't
While the daddy of the baby of a possible future vice president's daughter saying that he is a redneck on a fucking MySpace page doesn't really warrant that. He said he will kill you if you fuck with him. I think it does warrant that. I feel like I'm being hard on Kenda, so I just like to say you're awesome, Kenda. All right, that's nice. Also, rereading my...
I wasn't such a bitch.
Right, well, reading my previous message, I now realize that I sound like an asshat. So I'd just like to say that I don't really care that much about this at all. Stop it! Four things. Include that in your letter.
If you care.
If you care about what you wrote. That is so unfair. This was two pages. Keith, I don't know why you got so riled up. I never cared.
Or you get ones a lot of times, too, where they send you the follow-up, and it's like, I'm sorry, man, I was wasted. So you can add that in, too. Am I drunk?
Yes. Oh, Are you sober? I think we're up to five things. It's going to be two pages by the time you tell me your situation. You know what? I take it back. That's not gay. When MySpace says, what's my mood? I want to know. Depressed. Next.
You know what we should do? Instead of having people directly email us, just, you know, pop over one of their things, we should have a form to fill out. Your age, your location, yeah. Are you drunk, you know, and like have red stars next to it, which means you have to answer it, because if you hit submit and you didn't answer that, you go back, and then it's like, oh, this part wasn't filled out.
We're going to do that. We're going to put that on our contact thing at Keeping the Girl.
That'd be awesome. Michael, did you hear that?
However, I will continue to argue my point until, as McNally said, I am broken against the walls of ignorance. Your loyal listener or whatever, Paul.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know why he had to include you in that. By the way, Oprah Winfrey has gotten a lot of controversy this morning when the Drudge Report posted that Oprah, a vocal supporter of Barack Obama, is refusing to have Governor Palin on her show, the vice president lady. Oprah fired off a statement to TMZ this afternoon.
Really?
Look at that.
Oprah.
Giving them credit. Yeah.
Classy.
Very classy. The item in today's Drudge Report is categorically untrue. There has been absolutely no discussion about having Sarah Palin on my show. At the beginning of this presidential campaign, when I decided that I was going to take my first public stance in support of a candidate, I made the decision not to use my show as a platform for any of the candidates. I agree that Sarah Palin would make a fantastic interview. I would love to have her on after the campaign is over.
Did she have Barack Obama on?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Or definitely the wife.
Well, then.
I know there is a difference, of course. But
that cancels out.
Barack was on.
Said,
Barack was on. Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. I believe Barack was on. I believe it was at his house or ranch or whatever.
If you're involved in the campaign, you're involved in the campaign. If you're giving exposure to the vice president or the husband of the vice president,
There's a good chance you're going to be the first woman vice president. That's not good for a woman power Oprah show. Now, just be honest. I'm voting for Obama.
She's a bad feminist, though. Come on.
Yes, she is. Agreed.
Sarah Palin does no favors for women, so.
You don't enjoy her?
No.
She hunts moose.
I hate her.
She
I
hunts moose? Okay, I don't think
but
you got
it. She's so pretty.
Do you know about the issues? She's pretty for an old lady.
I would totally fuck her.
You'd fuck her. She hunts moose, and she's a soccer mom, and she
has hockey mom. They're less classy. We discussed this in my office today. Less classy.
Well, she's from Alaska.
Mom.
It's soccer to them. And also,
that's a good point.
She has a retarded baby, so that's nice.
Good for her.
You shouldn't do her the like. I don't know what kind of favor that is. I don't want the president to have a retarded baby.
I don't want a president that's stupid enough to bring that baby into this world.
If enough people die, like the chain of command, that baby could run the fucking country. We don't need that.
Right. That's so right. I don't want that, A. I can see why you argue with him a lot. And B, does this phone call Santa Claus? No, it doesn't, retard baby. That's an important phone. You need to put that down. Hi, guys. Listening to yesterday's show, says Allah, I just want to clear up some misconceptions that you all seem to have about breast cancer. I remember this. I said I'm all for it. And apparently I have not done my research. So let's see if we can cover this. Implants don't cause breast cancer. No one does.
Wait a minute.
I don't think we said that.
I did.
I know what you did. You said like she's taken out.
I didn't say it causes it, but I said like there's an extra chance of it if you put it in there.
Right, right. The problem with implants is depending on how they are placed. Okay, then. That's what she said. The problem with implants is depending on how they were placed, they can distort or even block the view of breast tissue and muscle when you are being examined to make sure you don't have any cancer. Breast cancer is treated differently depending on what stage of life a woman is in, if she has had children yet, if she has started menopause or finished menopause.
Wait, did he just say that?
He essentially said that the breast implants do increase your risk of death from breast cancer.
That's what she said. Like, you won't be able to find it because you have implants in the way. But don't act like that's the cause of breast cancer.
Okay, I mean, I thought maybe it caused something. Maybe that's
you're
like
putting weird shit in your breast, and usually you don't need it.
Yeah. Sorry. I think anytime you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing to your body, it's probably going to cause something, or it increases your chances.
There are some different treatments, all of which suck. Usually you need a combo of treatments to beat the cancer, chemo, radiation, mastectomy, hormone pills. Doctor chooses the combo usually. It is an option to have your breast removed if you have a strong history of breast cancer in your family. I think I read that Christine Applegate, we said, didn't have any sign of cancer, but took out her tits and got implants just in case. Like, her mom had it, maybe the family had a history, but she didn't have it. Also had the gene that caused breast cancer, and there are tests to be done, and they are pretty accurate. If you find that you have cancer gene, you might as well have your breast removed, because you most likely will get cancer at some point.
Well, my grandmother had breast cancer.
Not true.
Not true there?
Not true.
I in place.
I'm not going to...
Do you have breast cancer?
Yes. No.
And how do you deal with it?
But I cut my tits off, and then I put new ones on. I sew them on. No, that's not fucking true.
Was this a guy that sent this email?
This is a girl. This is a girl.
Okay.
My grandmother had breast cancer. It spread everywhere, and that's the cause of her death.
Cut them out.
This was back in the day, and my mother's scared to death, obviously. But I'm not going to just decide that now I'm going to get breast cancer for sure.
The cancer gene says you might. It says you have a greater chance. So if you start showing signs, you should be more careful.
I was watching a thing last week on identical twins, and one would get like breast cancer and you know die from it, and the other would be fine. So, yeah.
The only reason I'm writing this...
My twin is so dead.
The only reason I'm writing this is because my mom is a breast cancer survivor. She was 38 when she had it. 15 years ago, she fought it and beat it. See, that's tough. It's tough to give my opinion back, you know? Because you can't read what I'm writing. You got tears in front of your eyes.
My dad had colon cancer, so I cut out my asshole. I don't have to worry.
But she's in and out of the bathroom, so that's good for McNally. We just found out last week that she has cancer again. I hope that this time I will also be saying soon that she's a survivor. Only time will tell. Breast cancer is always something that's in the back of my head. Like Applegate, a double mastectomy might be something that awaits me in my future. Breast cancer comes out of nowhere. And it's a really scary thing to go through. I was there for every surgery and all of the recovery. And the first time my mom had cancer, I was 15. It was brutal. I'm 29 now. And because of my mom's history, I get checked every 6 months. She, too, gets checked every 6 to 12 months. That's my reality now, as well as my mom's. Younger women need to be aware of breast cancer. It comes at any age. Any boob size doesn't matter. Every woman should know how to check her own boobs. Do you know, Ian, how to check your boobs?
In the shower.
Do you do it, really?
No.
I tried checking. That shit's full of lumps.
I have no idea. Yeah, my boobs are lumpy, too. I don't know what...
Well, they say you always are lumpy. All women's boobs are lumpy, but you have to know your own lumps, and then when you feel a different lump, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't. I'll go to the doctor. It's okay.
I love it. When they do that massage, it feels good. Don't you like it?
I'm wondering what they're thinking the whole time.
It's my favorite part. It's like, hi, doctor. Thank you. Yes, get the nipple.
McNally just went to the bathroom. Can you act like the microphone's the shower? And you're checking.
Aim it towards.
So here's what I wrote. Any boob size? How about C's? What size are yours? Thanks for writing and best of luck, Keith.
You're so sensitive.
She writes back.
She writes back.
Yes. Well, we're having an important conversation. This is what I spent my day on. Where does the time go? You know? People say I don't work.
You have to return a CD.
Right. You're funny, Keith. Every boob size. Just wanted to say something because a lot of women die from this shit, and I think it's crazy that the only preventative measure that a woman can take is if she knows it's inevitable is to cut off her boobs. What technology are we at, 2008? Just cut it off. You made the joke about cutting a limb off if a parent had gangrene. Unfortunately, that's how it goes with breast cancer. Some of the stuff that was said was just silly. And since breast cancer is starting to pop in women as young as Kenda, Patrice, and I, it was just scary to me that neither one of the girls was well informed. Of what? They're informed. You have tits. You need to get your tits checked out. That's the beginning and the end.
Well, I can also get a lot of different things. I'm not informed at all of all those. I'll get my options when it's time.
And I'm not making
I can't avoid it, you know? Right. It's not like I can prevent it.
Here's something dumb right then. What do you cut off if you have brain cancer? What if there's a history of it? The boob size, by the way, is 32B. 5'2", 100 pounds. She's proud of it.
In case you were wondering.
You never know. And straight.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
Thanks, take it easy. So I write, how dare you have an attitude? I face painted to fight breast cancer. Did you, Keith? That was the end of our talking.
Oh my God. I remember this face painting job. It was 4 hours. One of them was me, Spooky, and Keith. 4 hours, and we're all getting paid very, very too well. Right. They said, only bring your pink, okay? So you take your brush, and you put it in a little pink thing, and you go, loop. There you go. Go away. And you just put like what is that called?
The ribbon.
Yeah, three of us. We had about 15 people come up to us the entire 4 hours. Most of the 4 hours, Keith was walking around trying to avoid as much work as possible, even though literally, like, we should have been stopping people and, you know, you want a loop? You want a loop? You want a loop?
Hemda's into this idea, too. We like to play the game, could Keith not do any work? She thinks it's funny because she doesn't mind doing it.
So when they do announce a cure for breast cancer, everybody keep in mind it could have happened one day earlier if they didn't blow so much money on Keith Hemden's spooky paint and shit.
It is weird.
Possibly because we were there and we put in those 15 or so ribbons that we absolutely did do, maybe that's what put it over the edge. I think we should be credited in the wiki.
I will say this. breast cancer survivors, you can be a bunch of bitches. You can be a bunch of little bitches. My turn to face paint, I'm a triple survivor.
Oh,
and I'm like, you only have two. You don't even get anything. Then is the first time really count? If it happened three times, one of those didn't count as being a survivor, right? I need a back massage. Where's the free back massages? My great-grandma's a survivor.
Now that I survived, I will never die.
not the nicest people. Runners, nice people. People that run, nice people. People that, the people you're running for, be nice. Be nice. That's all I've ever asked. From anybody. A customer at a Florida gas station walked into the bathroom and emerged minutes later shouting, quote, you don't have any toilet paper, and began pummeling the station's owner. The pissed off customer hit the owner, quote, this is the police writing the report, with his fist and whatever else he could grab.
Did you mention what state this is yet?
Florida.
Florida.
Oh, okay. That's just how we roll downhill.
Everything rolls downhill. That is fantastic.
Well, you ever had to just shake it off? It's fucking annoying.
Or like, you know.
Shake it off? Yeah. Poo?
Girls do it different. I know. Right. I don't know what the
girls
folks are
magic,
talking about,
whatever.
But they're nodding at each other.
Oh, wait. This was poo. I didn't think
no
of that.
No toilet paper. Well, I guess, yeah, you girls are weird.
This
whatever.
Was a man. Would you really punch someone over the toilet paper?
It depends.
And what woman,
was he giving you lip?
What woman would take a shit in a gas station bathroom? It's never going to happen.
Right. This is definitely a dude who probably 3-4 days ago had a wedding in his backyard. Got nice chicken and barbecue sauce. All right. Dina isn't around today. And that's very sad. But we have Aya, an opinionated woman.
And I give great advice.
You know about Dina.
I've heard she's have a you heard trucker.
Have you heard any of the shows where I sub in for her? I'm the worst.
This is McNally's answer. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
That's his answer for everything.
To go back, Jeremy says, checking around, I can't find either Barack or Michelle Obama have been on the Oprah show.
I could
Oprah
be wrong.
Oprah did, however, make appearances and give speeches at Obama rallies.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, then. That's fine.
Different.
You do what you want. You help encourage who you want. You want to make the world a better place. You know, don't even include the other side and let women, because I'll tell you what, some of the Oprah audience, too. That's a woman. The end. Let's be honest. And she knows that. But don't act like everything's fair. Just ignore the fucking thing. You're deliberately not having her on because it would sway what you like. Just don't act like it's not. Why do you even have to say anything? I understand. Don't do it. You earned your right to have your show, Oprah. Good. But don't be a fucking weirdo. And I'd love to have her on after it matters. Dummy. All right. Anyway. I am. Yeah, yeah. Wait, does it upset you that nothing bothers McNally?
Oh, plenty of stuff bothers McNally.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's his biggest gripe?
Size of the strap on.
Oh,
I'm kidding,
no.
McNally. I apologize. That was too far.
Oh, that's what she said.
Do I really need to defend McNally's manhood right here? Because I will fucking do it.
No.
No, please, yes.
Wait, what does that mean? What's that mean? How do you do that?
That means y'all don't even know.
You don't even know.
Y'all don't even know what I have going for me here.
Ew.
Patrice knows?
Ew, Patrice told me.
Do you guys ever walk down the street and total strangers, I don't even know why. Like, I don't have to be horny or in the mood or nothing. I just go, that person's fucking that person. What the fuck? Or like, or it could be something nice. I don't mean in a bad way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't like where this is going at all.
It's funny because my roommate was fucking this really stupid guy who fights for UFC or something like UFC.
Right.
But he's just like classic dumbass, like, rah, I want to kick ass, covered in tattoos, dye my mohawk red. And after the first time he met McNally, he was like, seriously, Ian? Seriously, I'm only saying this because I like you. You could fuck a way attractiver guy.
And I don't doubt that this guy used the word attractiver.
I'm sure he did. Wait, can I just say, I mean, no, I think McNally's a good-looking guy. That's
too.
Just stupid.
I
that,
do too.
That part, you can't. No.
But it gets even better. And then he was like, and he's Canadian. They have diseases.
What?
I hear you can catch that.
All right. Well, that's.
Meanwhile, this guy fights dudes for money. So.
Isn't there a strain of herpes, like gladiatorius herpes syphilis?
Shut the fuck
like
up!
at FSU, where I went to college, we had our own strain of herpes. I mean, I didn't have it, but it was
what?
Known.
You said we.
College pride, yo. Tallahassee, Florida State, had its own strain of herpes.
Yeah, there is
indigenous
absolutely
to
is,
Tallahassee.
That's
one out of every 8 persons involved in the Greek system, the like fraternity
the
sorority
system.
Bullshit, had it.
Wow, 1 out of 8.
That
means like by
mean.
The time they graduate, it's going to be like at
everyone,
least half.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
wow,
which is why you don't fuck frat guys.
Wow, really?
I mean, among
that's
other
not
reasons.
Why.
But
yeah. How many people have you had sex with, huh?
No, yeah. I don't.
That's the other person.
Yeah. Have you, in 6 years, have you guys, you and Keith and him, had this discussion? I don't need to have this 3 months in on your show.
I will say it. If you guys say, I will say it. No joke.
I don't want you guys to say it. You're fucking out of your mind. Move on.
This is the only way I will say it. I will absolutely say it right now.
I say, I want
one.
To hear how many.
Only one.
Yeah. Look at those eyes. I doubt
I'll tell
it.
You this. The last 2 inches, she was a virgin before she met me.
Agreed. There are places that were not known to
please,
man.
Ew, please, please, ew.
All right. You know what? That's my fault.
We sent them, baby.
By the way, I'm being told it's leaking silicone, and of course we use saline now, but silicone absolutely was causing breast cancer. So I accept your apology.
It was causing like chronic fatigue and all blood
sorts
disorder.
Of things.
Well, it's because you're like now holding on to something that's like, it's making you tired walking around with so much weight on right there. Come on.
And there's the weight of all those men upstairs. Mm-hmm. Expectations.
Obama was on Oprah, but before declaring running for president. Oh, come on.
How do you feel about breast augmentation?
Well, I think it feels gross. I mean, have you ever felt fake tits?
Yeah, it depends which boobs.
It does not feel
actually,
good.
Actually, the technology has come a long, long way. And they look much better now.
They do. They do. But you can still tell. Like, I've met many women where I get to a point where I'm like, oh, I gotta ask. this can't be real. That's fucking...
You know, this reminds me of something that I like to bring up. Is, I don't know, I'm just amazed at how women are so hyper aware, I guess, of women's bodies, like, more than men are in some ways, which is so weird because we're the ones that are constantly lusting after them. But, like, Ayn brings up, like...
I have no idea what you're talking about, McNally.
Well, for instance...
Spooky loves chicks.
Apparently, this is a new news to me, but I guess I can see it, that almost every woman in the world wonders if their pussy looks weird and doesn't look like porn star pussies.
No, I don't understand
that. Is it just
that.
Me and my friends and everyone I've ever met?
No,
ever?
No, you know what I did see? I think, like, MTV is having this thing about, like, how plastic surgery of the vagina is like increasing a lot. It's becoming a very big deal because everyone wants to look like a porn star. I had no idea that it was needs to be so aesthetically one way or another.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Then you are the only person I've
Maybe
met.
I'm the only one.
Because all my friends, every girl I've ever met, I mean, and I tried to explain it to McNally, like, you're thought of as this thing that has to be constantly attractive, right? Like,
right.
You're constantly being judged by that. So, of course, the most important thing to be attractive would be your pussy.
I'll tell you what, I'm also the last woman who doesn't completely bald shave her vagina.
Me? No.
Really?
Welcome to the fold, my sister.
Hi.
Welcome.
To the fold.
Hell, the hairy fold.
One thing I brought up, though, that does make sense. She's like, well, if guys don't really care what vaginas look like, what's with all these close-ups in porn? And I was like, we're just gross, baby. I don't know what to tell you. We're not like, that's a beautiful vagina.
What's Ayn's like? Axe wound, flower, or droopy dog?
Oh, my God.
What would you say? Give me a wink. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, what would you say?
Oh, my God.
How bad do I need to feel tonight? How long is it going to be till I fuck you again?
You know what? You don't have to say anything. Look, just look at me. A tucker?
What the?
Hanging lips? Oh, okay. Dear Keith and the girl, here it is. You're going to take Dina's place, Ayn. They're Keith and the girl.
My pussy's cute, I swear to God.
Wait, I just want to know, what's that first one you said, a tucker?
Yeah, is it like an axe, like it just, like you got to find it inside, it's hidden.
Oh, it's tucked away.
Yeah.
I thought she
you have
was
to
talking.
Earn to find
like,
it.
We always would say innie or outie. You have that.
Right.
Lip outie?
Yeah.
Can you see me?
I can. You're an outie, I can tell. They're Keith and the girl. I love the women of Keith and the girl, both on the show and in the forums. I think they are an incredible mix of sweet and hardcore. I feel like I never knew women can ever be that way, and I love it. Here's the problem, says Victor. Where are these women in real life? I went on a few days with this woman, a few dates, I guess. I'm 28 and she's 25, and she's great, but she's not as quick-witted or open as what I am now comparing every woman to. How can I find these women? Do I have to settle for one thing over another, or is perfection in my future if I just wait? Please tell me what I can do, or please convince me. Please convince Dina to go on a date with me. Thanks, Victor. So, I guess this dude's checking out people on the show, people in the chat room, and going, these chicks are fucking sexy and vivacious and the whole nine, and I'm meeting chicks, I only have some things going for them. What do I do to have to start a radio show?
Number one, where do you live? Because Minnesota maybe has a smaller picking pool.
That is important to the information.
Number two, internet, you can be fat and ugly and smart and clever and quick and witty. And everyone thinks you're the hottest shit ever because your avatar is a skinny girl with big boobs, right?
You know what? I would put out a law as president. You don't have to put your real picture. People are self-conscious. Why not have a little fun? But you do have to have something about you. It could be a caricature. But I have to have a clue, like, yeah, I get it. That's you. No MySpace tricks. No flash going off your face. No camera angles going down and your nose hides that you don't have a mouth.
You should fucking appoint that guy Josh Latta. He could be like the secretary of caricatures. Like he assigns you your caricature.
Exactly. There's a guy on the forums doing excellent work with caricatures, and I think that I would put him exactly a secretary of caricatures. And if you want to be on the internet, I got to see what you look like. I say
first you got to learn how to say.
You have to. Who cares?
I'm
pictures.
Sorry. I love you.
You're the president of pictures.
Funny pics.
And I say you have your state, how old you are, your weight, your height, all this, if you give a fuck in life.
But what about
if you live with your mother? You know, a lot of posts, like I argue with people on the forums, and then there's this douche, his name happens to be Keith's butt plug.
And I heard you're into that.
Yes. Well, I'm lazy. I don't use it anymore. That was a long time ago.
Is that too much effort for you?
It's too much effort.
I come harder, but then there's all this lube and shit and cleanup.
It's so weird,
I don't know.
Where I'm kind of catching Ayn up on the show because she, you know, hasn't heard very many of them. And so I'm telling her about the Adam and Eve fucking hookup, and they send you guys a bunch of stuff, and the story ends with, but don't worry, Keith's anus wasn't prolapsed after all. Like, what kind of fucking show is this?
Yes, that's what you new people of the show have to look forward to, yes. But you kind of ruined it, but yes, my asshole is fine. Why does he talk so weird with that? Well, he's a prolapsed anus. I heard something about that. No, I'm fine. Thank you very much. So this dude is like having this argument with me, like, I didn't handle it right. Fighting this dude, Carlo. Like, why am I being a pussy? You can just ignore him. And people are writing, like, you don't get it. He explained it fine that you can't ignore somebody like this. Well, I just would, and then I chime in. Some other people chime in. Next thing you know, he lives with his mother, and he's been living with his mother, and he's obviously in his 30s or so. That's up front. I live with my mother. With that said, I totally feel that. Not cool. So what do you think? Is it this person's just confused about people on the internet? Because obviously people are on the internet. You're going to meet them in real life, and nobody's as perfect
as he's
making them.
But there's also cameras. People are looking at cameras a lot, and
right.
Their cameras are on.
I'm looking at this.
No, on video chat and stuff.
I'd like to say, though, it's weird in this specific, you know, instance that this guy is describing a girl very much like Ayn, and she didn't know shit about this show. I was just lucky that I fucking met her. It was that her friend listens to the show, but in all this time, I'm like, I'm gonna move to New York and I'm gonna fucking bang Keith and the girl fans till the goddamn cows come home. Nope. It was the girl who'd never fucking heard of the show that it all worked out. So,
but she is related, like, because her friend, so maybe friends of friends.
That's true. I still should get 15% of that pussy. But, these are guys talking. Don't be angry.
What would be 15% of...
He'll show you later.
Of my ugly, ugly vagina.
I ain't talking about the vagina, honey. Dear Keith and the girl, folks, here's number two. I feel like you guys are the only ones that would be able to give me an honest and open answer about this problem. My issue is pretty non-traditional. First, I am female, 22, and hetero. Very good. I like that. I've been dating a 24-year-old for 3 months, and a week ago, he laid out what Hemda would call a doozy on me. He told me that when he was 20, he was convicted of raping an 18-year-old. He swears he would never do that and that the girl was lying because she felt guilty about sleeping with him without knowing him first. I don't know. Were you ever raped?
No,
Ayn?
That's yes. And no, that's bullshit. Like, men always like to say, oh, but women lie about rape because they feel, when does that ever happen? Do you know what the process of prosecuting rape is? No girl is going to go through all that because she felt bad about fucking you. Because then that's telling the entire world that she fucked you. If she felt bad about fucking you, she just wouldn't tell her friends or anyone else for that matter. And she'd burn her sheets and cry in the shower or something. Like, she's not going to fucking go to the police and be like, that guy put his penis in my vagina. Will you please go over me with a fine-tooth comb in every single one of my orifices? No. That's bullshit.
In this guy's defense, though, you women don't make it easy to understand you. And
when you don't understand, don't put it in. Here's a rule. When you don't understand, don't put it in. Think about it and call her tomorrow.
This guy said he got convicted. Do you understand the process of getting convicted of rape? That happens in like 0.4% of cases brought, which is 0.6% of cases that happen. So this guy, there was... not only did this chick come forward, which is very rare, but she had a convincing enough case that this dude was convicted. So he's a piece of shit.
This guy was, like, filming himself while raping. Like, I'm raping. Yeah.
And also, I don't think she's 22. I think she's 15.
I'm definitely raping.
I think she is 15, and she's dating a 23-year-old, and she's like, but he says that it's okay. And that is the reality of the situation. So, no, run away.
There is no way she is into this. Do you mind? You don't have to answer, of course. Do you mind if I ask how old you were?
I had just turned 15, 2 days.
Really? Prior. Family or not family?
Cruise not ship. Family. Cruise on a cruise ship.
Really?
Yeah. His wife was on the cruise.
And what? You're 15. Do you blame your parents that you're around the boat so
late?
Wait.
You didn't want it. That kind of rape, or, hey, I was 15, what the fuck are you doing with me?
Were you wearing those shorts with, like, the words on the bottom?
Oh. Juicy? Yes, yeah, spooky, and that's what made it okay.
That's why I'm only semi-passionate about this topic.
So I'm selling it on pay-per-view.
I'm amazed being on a cruise how everybody almost keeps 9 to 5 hours. After the final show on the boat, almost most people go to bed. Is that when you happen to be walking around the boat?
No, well,
I'm not blaming you, obviously.
What, were you slutting your 15 ass out? No, it's some guy who I'd seen around, and he just kept pouring tequila shots down my throat. And then all of a sudden we were in a bathroom, and I was like, I'm drunk, and I don't know if I want to do this. And he's like, we're doing this. And I'm like, no. And then it happened.
Carnival Cruise Lines?
I don't remember.
Probably. They support rape.
Then probably.
I'll see him in court. I can prove that.
This is awful because it's easier to talk about this shit in front of total strangers.
Isn't that honestly is weird. I mean, we've talked about this before and it made me so wicked uncomfortable. I was like, I just don't think I want to talk about this now. But yeah, it really is in some weird way.
It was an awful, awful fight for like a week and a half.
It was
as
right that you don't want to hear about it?
It was right before I left for the cruise.
He didn't want to hear the story.
It's kind of the same way with like when I'm walking around.
Now you're okay?
And coincidentally, McNally didn't rape anyone on the cruise.
No, but it's could like, have, because he had a free pass, obviously.
It's like when I'm walking around doing those ham radios talking to myself. That's one of the first things Ian said. It's like, it's so weird how open you are. But it really is kind of easier when you're just, it's just the internet. You're just disseminating yourself. It's not
the same.
I don't
know you people. I never see all these internet motherfuckers again. I don't care.
It's true. Like
I got raped. When it hurt. Bitches.
Was it your first time?
Yeah.
Holy, I
bled like crazy.
Wow.
I'd never seen that much blood in my life.
Were you in his room or your room? Because
no, it was in the bathroom.
Oh, of the...
On the sink of the bathroom.
Did he grab you and throw you in?
No, we were making out, and I was like, yee, oh my God, this is all... Because I had just turned 15, and it was literally... Like, I was like a fat, ugly kid. And then
what?
I thought I was a fat, ugly kid. I look back at pictures now, and I was like, I was not that fat. Girls, you are not as fat as you think you are.
Well, slow down.
Agreed.
Slow down. A, girls have said they were raped and they lied. B, some of you are fat and could go on a diet.
Okay, I think the girls who say they were raped and have lied is such a nitty-bitty tiny percentage.
Okay.
That but people like to latch onto that as like examples of how all women lie. Like it's a really awful thing that women aren't going to lie
My
about.
My brother Mark was accused of rape when he was in school.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah. He ended up being a homosexual.
No, so was that his defense?
Well, he's, but I he's like fucking cock. Guys to prove it. What happened 15 years ago?
20 years down the line, he's like, I was just playing. I don't really like fucking dudes in the ass. I just didn't want to go to jail.
I think that I think a lot of times women claim it. Maybe they don't go further with it, but you can destroy somebody's life just claiming it in his community.
I remember once in college, I was at a party and one of my roommates like came up running. She was like, oh my God, I was in the bedroom and he tried to rape me because he like pushed me back onto the bed. And I was like, you weren't raped. That's not right. Somebody trying to rape you.
Do you remember? Like, do you remember anything other than the pain? Jeremy's asking, did the motion of the ocean help? Have you ever heard that saying?
I remember a lot of pain. I remember being very confused because I was just kind of coming into my sexuality.
Right.
And it was something that I wanted to explore, but not like that.
Of course not. Are you on there with your parents?
Yeah. And then I thought they would know. And I was kind of pissed that they didn't see something different in me the next morning.
You think they're giving out hints?
I
come into the show tomorrow?
I thought they would smell the blood in my panties.
Right.
I thought there would be...
Did you get rid of the evidence? Or did you tell them, tell them?
I threw out... I mean, I washed off, and I threw out the first pair of underwear I was wearing.
Did you throw them out the porthole, or did you, like...
Yeah. I gave them to him as a souvenir.
Oh, okay.
So you never told them?
No, actually, my parents found out through an email. I had sent to a friend of mine, and my mom read my emails.
And really?
Then, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
And she brought it up,
actually,
too.
It was because then I was... Yeah, she brought it up. No. My little sister was like, Ian, I heard mom yelling about old men and little girls, and she said your name. I think you might want to talk to her. And so then 2 days later, I was like, so are you pissed at me? What the fuck? And then it came out.
How open were you with your parents in general?
That's the thing. My mom, my entire life had been like, we're best friends. You can tell me anything. And then when it came down to this, I couldn't fucking tell her.
But did you feel like you were best friends and you could tell her anything?
No. I mean, no. She had always said that. But then, and that's the thing. When it finally came out with my mom, I told Keith this, and he didn't respond.
McNally.
McNally.
Sorry, there's two Keiths in the room.
Because I don't remember. Did I write back with like something smarmy? Because I feel like an asshole.
And she was like, "Well, what did you think was going to happen?" Yeah. She's like, you go into a bathroom with an older man. What did you think was going to happen?
How about this? What did you think would happen, Mom, that I'm walking around by myself? Quite frankly, you're 15 years old. I wouldn't let you. You would not, as my daughter, I don't think. Hemda's like, they'll do what they want. But especially on the boat, can we agree that you will not be out of my sight to chug tequila shots?
Well, yeah, when we were on that cruise, man, that was in my head all the time. And I'd be walking around at 2 in the morning and like, what the fuck? Who are these kids and what are they doing?
No, because you think that you're on a cruise. Nothing bad can happen. Because we'd been going on cruises my entire life.
You went on a cruise. You do nothing. The very first thing you do is have the Bon Voyage party on the pool deck chugging drinks. That's what everybody's drunk, everybody, no matter where they're from, like they've never seen booze. We made it on the fucking boat, the airport, the hassle, the ticket, booze. 3 more days, oh fuck, I'm gonna die. That's actually more of a sign.
However, when you're 15, you're not thinking like that at all.
Parents are.
You're like,
parents should be.
And parents at 15 need to give you a little bit of...
I turned 15 on the cruise. I turned 15 on the cruise. And I remember drunk on the power of, like, oh, I'm a hot young girl. I just turned 15. I remember turning to the first dude I'd ever had the balls to this and being like, today's my birthday. Will you give me a kiss? That's what I want for my birthday. And he was like, yeah. And then gave me a kiss. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. I'm going to try this on everyone. And then happened?
Was that your first kiss?
No.
No.
No. It was not my first kiss. My first kiss was in a... water park.
How old were you when your parents or your mom went through your email?
I was 15.
Same year.
It was that summer.
Should parents go through their kids' email?
That's the thing. My mom didn't like come and talk to me about it, and that was the worst part. I have all these journal entries like, "What do you know? What do you even care? Why don't you care enough to talk to me?" You know, and it's like because she didn't come talk to me. My little sister had to be like, "Mom's kind of upset about something."
Yeah, but looking back, do you think that your mom really should have known?
Aside from the email,
do you guys hang out?
How could you?
Do you talk?
Like my mom?
Yeah,
and I. Yeah,
well, I could tell by the way you just said it, which is weird that you're saying like, of course.
But at the time, and
you blame
all girls
you blame me
moms,
for rape.
Right?
You blamed me for being raped.
It's your fault.
And you're fine. And you're fine to go. Yeah, of course we're fine.
Oh, well, between me and my mom. Yeah, well I didn't. It was bad for a while.
Look
but
at
once
it from a parent's point of view,
of
though. I mean, it's like you can't. You want to blame the guy. But if you want to set up a buffer zone for your child to understand and these situations and avoid them, even if it fucks with your head a little bit, say it's the fucking kid's fault. Say you did this, you did that, and you did that, and that's what led to this. And yeah, of course it's not your fault, but, you know, had you maybe not been making out with every dude on the boat...
I don't think
it's an awful thing to say, sure, but...
Why don't you wait to say the awful thing after a little bit of time and therapy and I love you and I am... supporting you, not this guy. There is a buffer zone there, and that has to be administered.
I think maybe that
I didn't recognize
I think
that.
It should
of course,
as a kid,
you're 15. Not you.
I was just like, I deserve it.
It.
Everything you just said, I was like, yes, I deserve this.
Which is
this
most rape victims? Yes,
me being stupid.
Matthew
Matt's
Bray.
Coming in.
I think as another person who has no children, I'd love to chime in on this. I just want to say that I'm trying to see like all the different points of view of this, obviously. I think a lot of it comes from the fact that when parents encounter a situation like this, they're so taken aback. Like, I'm sure that you've probably talked about it with your mother or something, whatever, Ian, at this point. Like, to the point where they're so used to blaming their kids when something happens that they believe that was their kid's fault initially. Like, if their kid did something that something bad happens, and they, you know, they're like, well, you should have done this, or you should
have
done that.
Take
or,
a week, though. So,
yeah,
you don't have to say right now. Take a day, not a week. Take a day.
What I'm saying is that parents are fallible as well, right? And they she was obviously wrong with the reaction that way.
And also,
and
as much as
Ayn, conclusion of that,
but as much as Ayn is going through things, your parents go through things also, and they're still human, and humans respond very, very badly during tragedy. For the most part,
it's like when I was reading all that FBI book crap that I used to read. All these people that got murdered by serial killers and shit like that.
Hardy Boys, Encyclopedia Brown.
Anyways, there's like a set of risk factors that make you more susceptible to stuff, and if you're going to go through and say, well, yeah, you know, it's not your fault you got raped, you were, in East New York, alone, 2 a.m. on a Friday night, you know, and it's like, yeah, of course it's not your fault.
But I think the parents' fault, though.
The parents should have had this talk when she hit puberty,
thing,
maybe.
Like people,
maybe before that.
You can make that argument, but what that takes away from, though, is that there are rapists out there. Like, just as there are thieves, like, if I walk past a car that has a wallet...
If I have to empower a rapist to keep my kid from getting raped, then whatever.
If I walk past a car that had a wallet on top of it, I'm not going to take that wallet because I'm not a thief. I'm going to go through it, I'm going to see whose it is, and I'm going to call. If I am a dude and I'm with a drunk 15-year-old who's, like, kind of slutty but also 15... I'm not going to fuck her against her will because I'm not a rapist. Just because there are circumstances that lead to rape, which as women we need to take responsibility for, does not absolve rapists of their responsibility for being rapists.
I doubt your mom was going to meet the rapist, shake his hand, and say thank you for teaching my daughter a lesson.
At the moment, I thought she was, actually.
Oh,
at that moment,
that
it was kind of like...
That was your 15-year-old head seeing it that way.
Yeah, but
not
she's
grasping
15.
What your mom is trying to do.
Yeah, so you have to talk to her in
so
a way
that...
you got
to shock her into...
No, you don't. Okay. Oh, my God,
yeah,
you're going to have kids.
It
no, I disagree.
Shocked me plenty.
With spooky.
I think the penis in her vagina shocked her enough, and the blood everywhere shocked her enough. Hey. I think the thoughts of I should have known better shocked her enough.
There are times when it's appropriate to say the phrase "you make your bed, you lie in it." When the word "rape" comes up, that is never—it's never appropriate to say that. It just isn't.
That sums
it up. So
you
think we
even
should just
20
not
years later,
tell girls then and never even bring it up and just let them go out and wear and do and whatever and not even and just
maybe
be completely
beforehand.
Oblivious
maybe
of
beforehand.
Any kind of risk.
No, you know, I would like for you to get fucked in the ass one day just because you were hanging out with a gay guy who came over to your house that you don't know. Did that ever happen? It did. There's a gay guy that you never met that came over to your house and stayed. Why? Because you met him on the forums and you thought
and
he was
I
pretty
brought
cool.
Him home.
If
and
he
then,
raped you,
and maybe
if he raped you, should I
no?
say, fucking should have known? I bet you'd feel so like shit.
Well, here's the fucked up thing. Like, the way I think about rape is that is when every little girl realizes that the world will hurt her and that every single person that you meet will fucking hurt you if you give them the chance. It is modern woman's coming of age. And Keith argues with me. He says, not every girl has been raped. And I say, every girl has either been raped or someone has tried to rape you. And that is the moment when you realize that people are fucked up.
Hold on one second.
And that is fucked up.
I'm sorry. Did you say every girl was raped or...
Or someone has tried to rape her. That's
think so.
People have argued this with me. Apparently, I'm odd in this, but all of my friends have been raped.
I think
raped.
You're so passionate because you're raped, obviously.
All of my friends have been raped, though, and all of my friends have had someone try to rape them.
Maybe that also is why you guys talk about your vagina so much.
Maybe we're a self-selecting group, but my point is, like, that is fucked up. That is how our society is. That's what I, as a woman, think rape is. That I accept that as the point where I learn that I have to fight fucking douchebags named Carlos because I gotta be strong and nobody else is gonna fucking stand up because everybody else in the world is gonna be an asshole. And that's what society teaches me and that's what rape taught me.
Do you have trouble trusting anybody? Dudes, girls, periods, ever since then? I mean, you're so young. Who's to know if it was ever since then?
I don't know. What is trust? Well, I mean, what is trust?
Yeah, like, I trust you alone in my house. I trust,
No.
I don't. No, not that situation.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why it's been so long that Ayn's been on the show, is because we got that funny email of, okay, hey, you should come over, but don't touch our stuff, because you know Brolo's phone. Just saying. Don't say you. Just still angry.
You okay, buddy?
That whole thing.
I don't mean to interrupt, and I think that Ayn's speaking very eloquently about the subject, but... Just to get back to what Spooky was trying to say about the whole, like, then how do you prepare your daughter or what have you to try to get them to understand what's going to happen to them if, or what kind of situations they could get into, rather than saying something like, make your bed, do you lie in it? You have to figure out another tactic by which to educate your daughter. You have
Can
to
we educate
out,
our sons at the same time?
Absolutely. Agreed. Agreed. And I am very sexist in saying it, mainly because I have a very violent, like, reaction to the concept of raping any female. Like, I think that it's worse than murder in a certain way.
Wow, you really put yourself out there, Matt. Thank you.
I know, exactly. I'm going out on a limb here and say I'm against rape.
Matt's not into rape. He just made everybody else into rape.
No, and I see Spooky's point of view in the sense that he wants to prepare females for the situation that they should avoid. And I don't think that the tactic is the right one.
When you write...
By scaring her into saying that, you know, what have you...
You don't think... I mean, if you want to extend that logic in another direction, you think it would be wrong to scare your kid and tell him about all kinds of fucked up shit that can happen if you go and play in traffic because pedestrians have the right of way, therefore
That's
you should
fine,
just be able to la-di-da and be oblivious and give your kid a ball and say there's the freeway?
If your kid gets run over and now is paralyzed, do you go see?
Yeah, how about if your kid gets run over when they were actually following the law mostly? Because even though I, in specific instance...
You guys, I want a slut bag. Let me just say that.
No, but in your instance, you were discovering things about yourself, all that situation that you were just talking about.
She also wasn't as responsible as this adult.
Obviously not. So that my point is that, let's say you're a kid, you're taught all that stuff, you know... Yet at the same time, we go back to the analogy, you still end up in the middle of the street and some adult still ends up running over you. You don't say to your kid, see, I told you.
I'm sorry. I just think it's wrong to take all the power away from a woman and leave
the power has been taken away once she was raped.
Ian, when you write erotica and things like that, do you ever make rape fantasies? Do you have rape scenarios when you're having sex, or is this too much?
It's actually really hard because I was writing porn for a while. I was writing first time stories for one of those like jerk rags and it was. I had to reach back to all of my first time experiences and put them in this light, this like porn light of like everything's great and oh my god, it's so awesome. And I had to think about all those feelings that I had so I can, like, recreate the sensations I had in my body and all the
things
I was thinking about. That's
your job, to remember the rape.
That's my job. But I have to also then forget all of these uncertainties I had as a kid and all of these weird places that I was at where I was like, I'm not sure this is what I want to do, but I have this feeling and I just want to do it. And I had to really examine those and then throw it all the fuck away and write this different story that was about if I was some, like, mindless fucktard that just... Oh my god, I feel so good. I'm 15, you know.
Right.
And it's hard. And you know, sometimes I try to throw in a little bit. And I remember my editor actually was like, "Yeah, we're really progressive."
Fuck.
No, keep going. I'm sorry.
Did we just lose everything?
Sorry. No, we didn't. We didn't.
My editor was like, "We're progressive. If you need to write something disturbing, you can write it." And I was like, "Okay." And I wrote something slightly disturbing about a slightly forced S&M kind of situation with like bad feelings undercurrenting all the hot sex. And he was like, "I can't put this in a porn mag. I can't." And I'm like, but I masturbated to it earlier today. Why can't you? And he was like, no, we can't.
It could also be that's more from a woman's perspective and you're writing for a man's magazine.
That's true. That's true.
There's a little too much feeling behind there, no? Because, you know, writing for men and writing for women is different. I'm not saying that, you know, writing for men is so stupid. You just have to go, whatever. Yeah. But
no, you can say that. That's fair to say.
It is fair to say. Okay. I my pants are down to my ankles. I have a towel in one hand, lotion in the other.
I had to look.
I'm not Shakespeare. She thought I was doing it now.
It's no, I thought maybe you spilled something on yourself and you're excusing yourself from everybody in the room.
I've seen like Ayn's drafts of these stories and then what finally comes in because they send her free copies, right? And it's fucking absurd the changes this guy's made. Like, he throws in extra periods of like, it feels so good. I hope this never stops.
When you fuck her and if you get a little I don't know if the word's violent or you're taking control. You're being more than what's the word? Subservient.
King of fucking.
You're being the king of fucking.
Dominant.
Thank you. You're being the king of fucking. Do you ever say something like, "Now I'm gonna fuck you"? And like, do you ever think like, "Oh, is she thinking I'm the fucking rapist"? Did that ever enter your mind?
This is kind of the first time he's heard all the details. So.
Oh, okay. Now do you feel weird? Now will you?
I'll get back to you. Book me next week.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. So if you remember, by the way, everybody loves you, and anytime Dina's not around, they want you. Yeah. So
sorry, guys. Sorry to like poop on your fun time Friday night.
Not at all.
You have no idea. Like you, I know you don't know the show as well. But when I was here to film that DVD, the live all over the place, I was here for a whole week filming shows. One of the shows that it just didn't make the cut because it was Hemda's brother talking about his suicide attempt when he was like 16. And it's like, how the fuck do I work this into like a funny, happy DVD? I just can't. I had to cut the whole show, but it was fucking intense. Like, well,
here's the upside. I'm totally awesome now. And it has made me a stronger, better person. So
we should all get raped.
Yeah. So now is it good that you were raped?
I think it taught me that everyone's a piece of shit, so I should adapt accordingly.
I think that you would have come along just fine without thinking that and without. Yeah, I think that you would have found yourself. It's all good.
Okay, so this liar is writing in her letter that she is 22 and that the dude she was with. I've been dating a 24-year-old for 3 months. He said that he was convicted when he was 20 of rape, raping an 18-year-old. I don't know how to feel about this, Melanie from Texas says. I can't imagine that this guy can be so mean. He's never done anything remotely mean to me or anyone we've been around. So it sounds like he's saying he has been convicted. He swears he would never do that. She believes that it did happen, obviously. Am I wrong? No, I can't imagine this guy being so mean. I see. I read it wrong. He's never done anything remotely mean to me. Can you ask the woman in the room or on the phone if they would continue dating a convicted rapist who had done 3 years when he says he never did it?
Well, I think it's also tricky because everyone else in that town was chemically castrated. He's the only cock left. What are you going to do?
Right.
I had a kid that I went to high school with that was convicted of rape when he was in college. No, you're not even a friend with that motherfucker. You're convicted. No. No. Yeah. Regardless, no.
It goes back to what your mom was saying. If you expose yourself to that kind of person on a long enough timeline, and I don't mean it whatever, but I mean that point of what she was saying, but I mean it's like, yeah, you put yourself in this kind of situation on a long enough timeline, you're going to get screwed.
But he's so nice to me. He doesn't hit me. He only kills small animals and only when he's really mad. No.
Do you remember that bit Joe Rogan has? He's like, yeah, I'm back together with him, but he promised he won't hit me anymore. Just like, maybe just on the fucking
calf.
On the calf, but not even in full force.
So you say no. Let's go around all the women in the room. McNally, would... that's not even fair.
Hemda, what's your...
No, I mean, I think, like, your original point... First of all, I don't know. You've been in jail for 3 years. Sorry, tainted.
He probably also has AIDS. Let's be honest.
Everybody knows that everybody in jail has AIDS. That's true, too.
They're getting ass-fucked daily without condoms.
See, that's the other thing. Maybe this works into, like, you know, women's poor self-image. But whoever this lady is writing the fucking letter, somebody else will fuck you. Don't worry so much about, oh, what'll I do when I leave this guy? Somebody out there.
Yeah, between McNally and Ian, it's a good point. I'm going to say no.
All right, well, there we go. I got to tell you, Dina, fired. Shouldn't have drank so much today. Fired. Ian, hired.
I will give it to you straight, motherfuckers.
Just remember your next fucked up story for next time, please.
I got a whole bunch of this shit. My life is full of fucked upness.
Quite frankly,
I am still smiling.
Well, quite frankly, I wasn't really looking for answers for either of these emails. So this worked out perfectly. Spooky, you went down to Florida?
Yes, I did.
You went to get your teeth fixed because all the New York City horror stories I've been telling about doctors and dentists. How did that work out?
Well, I got down there and, I don't know. I had a few different options, I guess. What happened, I broke my tooth and the crown... Well, I broke my tooth a couple years back and you know, the crown came off and I guess the dentist did a shitty job and it rotted underneath. And
To auction it off on the forums? How much did
you
get?
No, I didn't try. I was just... No.
Did your parents tell you... Shouldn't have eaten all that candy.
Well, what did you think was going to happen?
No, they told me ahead of time. They did their job.
You're a fucking asshole.
So you went down. How much did you end up paying? Are they better doctors?
This time,
going to a hometown place.
Apparently, and I don't know if it's such a selling point, because it's going to end up being really fucking expensive, like $5,000 when it's all said and done. But they sold me on something a little more expensive than I probably should have gone for.
I love how dentists have become salesmen now.
Well, yeah. I'm lost in my head for a second. I went down there.
I'm sorry, I don't like how they start working on you. And you're like, well, I know this costs money. Don't we talk about this? There is gauze and shit in your face. Then there's shit to sign in case your insurance doesn't take. If you somehow magically got dental insurance, like you're drill. Let me just look at this tooth. Oh yeah, I should work on this. Bzzz, and you hear the drill. Like I'm gagging on all this shit in my mouth. This is, you know, you really have me at an advantage. This will only be another $2,000. Bzzz, I mean, I assume you don't want fucked up teeth, do you?
Not only that, they ask you for Keith. When I wasn't around, that one time they were like, just give us the credit card real quick while they were working on him. His girlfriend went out to get him, like, a drink, and they, like, all of a sudden they charged you $2,000 on the card.
Oh, jeez.
Don't worry, you have the card, right? Oh, you don't have the card? Well, you still have the number for it. It's okay.
They really think everybody's rich. And what I'm here for the big to-do.
They don't care that everybody's not rich.
Right. Yeah. I spent a little over $800 on this trip. And what they ended up doing this time around is they just yanked the tooth and did a bone graft with cadaver bones, which is what sold me on this procedure. Because it was either... What I'm going to end up doing is I've got this graft now, and it's going to take like 3 months to heal. Then I go back and they drill a hole in my head, which they'll put me under for, and I've never done that either. So that obviously interested me, the cadaver bone, and then, you know, anesthesia, which is something I've never done.
Right.
And they're going to drill a hole in my head, stick a titanium pin in there, and then that's got to heal for like 6 months. Then I go back, then they put a fake tooth.
They sold you
on
a story more than an actual...
Well, it's a lot of anecdotes, absolutely. Yeah, yes, yeah. It's a life experience, right. And that's definitely how you get me. So can I say, though... You know when you show up at the dentist's office, they make you fill out all that paperwork? This kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I'm sorry, one second.
Sure.
I've never met a couple that has to make out all the time, more in my life. Continue, please.
Past the age
For the
of
record, I'm whispering in her ear, making sure she's okay after you bring up her first rape on your show, Mr. Malley.
I know many people that have been raped. Please.
Apparently everybody.
You guys turned
Everyone
that.
I know.
Well, you turned that whisper into something sexy. I'm seeing hands on thighs, and I'm the weirdo that has to not look.
No, my roommate says that all the time. She's like, "You guys are gross," and I just don't see it as gross.
Why can't that be beautiful, right? Why can't that be beautiful?
Why does that make people uncomfortable?
Why does love make people uncomfortable? Seriously. Are you not happy in your own sexuality, I say?
Can you not see that and not want to, like, pull your dick out and fuck me?
Guys are so violent. They're just animals. They gotta fuck.
Well, I'll tell you for real why. Two reasons why it makes people uncomfortable, if you really want to know.
Yeah,
one is some people really don't have love and really want what you guys have, and you're kind of flaunting it. And two, seriously, when I see the tongues going in the mouth I actually see the tongue going in the mouth, and I actually see the hand on certain parts. You're making me think of you guys very sexually. If you guys are okay with that.
That's on us. We're really very immature.
Do you really do that? I will show you after this show what you do.
Man, that's too bad, because, like, when is the last time I apologized about something?
I'm not saying I'm not saying to apologize. The same way that you guys can make out, I could say, ew, and we have a nice little funny thing. I don't care, really. But you said, what makes you feel uncomfortable?
I'm glad to know, because you're not the first person to say
I'm not saying to stop, and I'm not saying that you should feel uncomfortable. But if you want to know why people feel uncomfortable.
By the way, Matt, can we get a couple shots? I'm feeling a lot of tension.
So you saw me grab his dick.
No, seriously, really, put your hand up or skirt.
It's fairly difficult not to grab my dick.
I just put my hand on his knee, and I'm like, whoa. Hold that back, Tiger.
Now, Spooky, let's get back to your mouth.
Sorry. McNally's dick.
What happened? How much money do you end up paying?
This time around, I paid a little over $800. Next time I go, it's going to be like $2,500. Then the time after that's going to be like another $2,000.
Well, do you feel like you made the right choice? Not getting it done in the city. You know
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll see. We're going to keep on top of this.
I don't have to feel like a news reporter. I don't have to ask if somebody has a green card to work on my tooth down there, amazingly,
really?
Even though we're that close to Cuba and wherever else. Yeah.
What dentist do you think we're going to?
I don't know, but he's shady.
You don't have to be from Cuba to be shady.
But it helps.
That's right, Ian. It does help. All right. Well, we're going to stick on the top of that story. Ian, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks. Is that you telling me to go downstairs and get you shots?
Not at all. Not at all. They're coming. McNally, I hope we're still friends after this.
Oh, of course. I mean, seriously, it's going to be so weird when I leave New York and head back, like, thinking back to all the weird blow-ups that we've had as a little troop. I mean, there's been a pile of them, but whatever. It's always fine. So, it'll be fine.
Thank you. Relic, a great job on the couch, as always. Thank you. Michael the intern. Thank you.
Hey, while we're doing the rounds, let me shamelessly self-promote for a moment.
Please do.
Yes, please.
You have a new video on.
Yeah, thank you, Matt, also.
Whenever I do my ham radio podcast where I play music, I'm always like, wow, this song has like such a great video, but you can't see it. So finally, I was like, why don't I just do a video one? So it's like 40 minutes of me walking around New York. Ian's in it a bit. And I'm just like walking around New York talking about the filthy scum hole around me. And then I'll be like, and here's a fun video. Hey, it's like my own MTV.
Is McNally making you... even if you can't help it, hate New York with his hate.
It's bad because...
and you love it.
I worked really fucking hard to get here. Like, this was my goal city for a really long time, and I was really fucking proud to be here. And now he's just shitting all over everything I worked for the last 5 fucking years to get to. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, it is kind of dirty. Let's go to Canada. Wait, what? What?
All right. How you like my new house? Well, I wouldn't have had the commode there. And wouldn't you rather have an island kitchen? And wouldn't you rather... oh, yeah,
I
guess so.
In Canada, everybody's farts smell like cookies, and you get a puppy when you turn 12. Free moose rides for everybody in Canada.
The farts are so good, you pay for them. I'm kidding, of course. We pay in hugs.
You don't pay for anything in Canada. It's fucking great. Fuck New York. No.
Any announcements before we leave?
KeithandTheGirl.com/events. I swear to God that venue will be there soon. And
out for London.
Yeah. And we have a new promotion in the store, KeithandTheGirl.com.
You know what? I'm sorry. Usually people get where they're going to go, and then... then they go, hey, we're going here. We're going to London.
Yeah.
Tell you what we figured out.
Yeah, you know what? It's got to happen, right? I don't know. I'm getting some stuff, and people are helping, and thank you, everybody, for your help and your emails and your forums and your all that stuff.
Just please include your age. I got this place. Oh, where is this place? I don't know. I got to ask my dad. I'm 12. All right. Thank you. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Thank you very much. Ian, you're awesome. Everybody's writing in and saying that.
To 801 shows.
801 shows. Yeah. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Bye. KeithandTheGirl.com.